President John Mahama will this afternoon take his 1070th session of the UN General Assembly. The theme for this year's session is the United Nations at 70, the road ahead for peace, security and human rights. President Mahama, prior to his address today, had participated in the General Assembly debates and held a number of bilateral meetings. He also joined U.S. President Barack Obama and other heads of state at a leaders' summit on peacekeeping on the sidelines, where he pledged Ghana's commitment to international peacekeeping operations.
The 37 Militia Hospital in Accra is a UN Level 3 hospital for UN missions in the sub-region, and it continues to provide life-saving medical cover for critically injured or sick peacekeepers. Let me add, Your Excellencies, that Ghana has recently deployed a foreign police unit in South Sudan with additional Ghanaian police peacekeepers deployed in Darfur, Somalia, Mali, Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Haiti. The increasing involvement of our police force in peacekeeping signals our continuing commitment to the maintenance of peace and security around the world. Indeed, we are proud that Ghana today ranks third in the world in the number of women engaged in United Nations police deployments. In keeping with Ghana's enduring stability and sterling international peacekeeping credentials, we are firmly in support of efforts within ECOWAS towards the operationalization of the ECOWAS and African Union standby forces. This is a laudable concept when activated in West Africa and across the African continent, with a significant contribution to maintenance of peace and security on the African continent. Ghana will continue to work with member states to ensure the early realization of the ECOWAS and African Union standby forces. This is because of its immense strategic relevance. Assisting Africa to establish standby forces is a logical step because it will put boots on the ground in a timely manner to stabilize conflict situations before they spiral out of control. This also will prevent such conflicts from spreading to otherwise peaceful neighboring states. Ghana has followed with keen interest the work of the high-level panel set up by the United Nations Secretary General to review peace operations, and we look forward to the Secretary General's implementation plan that would no doubt assist to transform modern peacekeeping. On behalf of the government and people of Ghana, let me renew our commitment to international peacekeeping obligations and to the UN peacekeeping capability readiness system. Finally, I wish to announce our pledge to international peacekeeping made up of a mechanized infantry battalion, a communications signal squadron, an aviation unit of 1Z9 transport helicopter, a naval patrol unit composed of 2 speedboats and 1 riverine unit. We also pledge 2 formed police units, a level 2 hospital with a well-trained trauma handling team.